Why did they find it necessary to bring in a 12th disciple? Why did they find it necessary to bring in a 12th disciple? I've often wondered that Judas betrayed Jesus. So they had 11 good ones. Why did they feel the need to bring in a 12th? None of them were lost except the one who was destined for destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled, and that's Judas. I contend that Judas played a part of the testimony as well by his actions. By his actions. We are all living testimony to the truth. We just sit on our laurels, so to speak, and just let things happen. We become the silent majority, and things, and shame on us, and centuries from now, there's no Christians around. And even the truth is not around. The truth as we know it, being Jesus Christ. He has now been put on the back burner, and he's no longer a person that he testified to. God loved us so much that he gave us his only son so that we could have everlasting life. We need to tell that story. We need to be a testifier of the truth. Were we there? Not physically, but we were certainly there spiritually. I contend that we're all the 12 disciples. All of us are part of that group, the 12 disciples. I contend we're the 12 disciples. All of us are part of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Every single one of us. If we go about our days, I'm not saying slapping people on the back with Bibles, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying living accordingly. You know, there's lots of heroes out there. We need to be a testifier of something that happened to all of us, every single one of us, and that is that Jesus came into being. I firmly believe that Christ will come back again. When and where and the timing, none of us know. But until that time, we need to profess to be one of His. We need to be one with each other and one with Jesus Christ, and recognize that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Let us pray.